इस साल मार्च में मेलबर्न को अपना पहला इंडियन कम्युनिटी सेंटर मिला था। ये सेंटर सामूहिक और सांस्कृतिक कार्यक्रमों के लिए खोला गया था, जिसके लिए फेडरल सरकार ने 2.5 मिलियन की रकम दी। और अब पर्थ में भी ऐसा ही इंडियन कम्युनिटी सेंटर को स्थापित किया जा रहा है, जिसका उद्घाटन 17 अक्टूबर को किया गया। तो चलिए बात करते हैं वीराना सत्ता रेड्डी जी से, जो इंडियन सोसाइटी ऑफ वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया के वाइस प्रेसिडेंट हैं, और जानकारी लेते हैं इस सेंटर के बारे में। वीराना जी, SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम में आपका स्वागत है। तो सबसे पहले हम आपसे पूछना चाहते हैं, इस कम्युनिटी सेंटर की पहल कहाँ से हुई, इसका उद्देश्य क्या था?
This is a part of Indian Society of Western Australia. Indian Society of Western Australia is a 52 years old association, and actually our dream started from the day one. And now that dream is coming to true, because there's a effort from all the members, volunteers, the previous management committee members and presidents. Everybody put their effort consistently throughout these years, and that dream is coming to an end. But iska shuruaat abhi 4 saal pehle अभी हमारा मैनेजमेंट कमेटी में उसका डिस्कशन हुआ था इन कंसल्टेशन विद ऑल द कमेटी मेंबर्स एंड एसोसिएट मेंबर्स, एंड देन वी आर थिंकिंग ऑफ ओके व्हाई डोंट वी हैव आवर ओन कम्युनिटी सेंटर हियर इन वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया, व्हिच विल बी द होम फॉर एवरी इंडियन एंड वेयर एवरीबॉडी कैन कम एंड प्रैक्टिस द ट्रेडिशन एंड कल्चर व्हिच विल इमेंसली बेनिफिट द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन। एंड दैट टीम हैज स्टार्टेड इन द लास्ट मैनेजमेंट कमेटी एंड बिफोर दैट आल्सो, बिकॉज वी हैड टू गेट ऑल द आइडियाज फ्रॉम ऑल द सपोर्ट फ्रॉम ऑल द प्रीवियस मैनेजमेंट कमेटी मेंबर्स एंड द प्रेसिडेंट्स। And then we started, and then we gone to the community for a fundraiser, and then we had really great response for the community members, and they generously donated a lot of money. And from there, we gone to the federal government, and we received the $2.5 million funding from the federal government, which was a huge effort and support from Ben Morton, who is a member of parliament for Tamale, and he is now the assistant minister, the prime minister, and along with our community leader, Mr. Nitin Vashishtha, and Dr. Mike Lahan, and these people really put a great effort along with all of our community members, and then President Mr. Surya Ambati, and also the current President Mr. Supriya Guha. And all these people really worked and requested and how important it is to have our own community center here in Perth. And then we go on to the petition, and there's a lot of great response from the community, and there's our the team started from then. Now I'm truly amazed to see the response of every single member of the community, and now that new built community center is ready.
So, kis liye prayog hoga is center ka?
Actually, when we thinking of designing this Indian community center, Natasha, that time the main important thing we was looking into, okay, how we can bring our community members to showcase their tradition, culture, and then the reason why we got about 400 capacity auditorium in that Indian Community Center with a state-of-the-art technology, with all the audiovisuals, with a great acoustic system, which will immensely help us to see the great performances. And because what happens is when you have a great acoustic system, we can be able to see and understand those performances and presentations, and that's what we got. And also the important part was the family daycare where we have in the ground floor, where we want to have the family daycare where our elderly people can come and they have the come together, they can experience the culture, they can meet all our community members. And the family daycare is one of the important part of this Indian community center, because that's where we are providing all the daycare center to the elders, and where they can come and practice their hobbies, exchange ideas, appreciate our diverse community, and is also they can take the part in the health promotion activities, and a lot many things they can do. And that's where this will be managed by a very professional company, so our elders can have a great experience. Because as you know, Natasha, in Indian community, the traditional culture stands as the biggest center and the strength and pillar, because we need to give back to our elders, because these are the ones who really supported and guided us, and this is a time for the younger generation to give back to them by taking care to this family daycare center. And that has got about more than 100 capacity, and with a library, games room, and also theater, and we'll have a great experience for them. So that's what we kept everything in mind, and when we are designing, and that's where it's also very important part. And also we got three rooms where we can have the have the corporate meetings. The people can use for their community meetings, for the language learning, or yoga sessions. A lot of things can be done through this community center. And the important part is, Natasha, when you enter the Indian Community Center, and we can see the Mahatma Gandhi statue, which is donated by the Consul General of India, and Tantra Chandra Dasi, Consul General of India, here in Perth, and she really helped us to make it happen. And that welcomes you, that gives a great feel for every Indian when they walked into the community center. Mm-hmm. So that gives a great feel for everyone when they enter into the Indian community center. So they can see all around, and also the ample parking there. We've got more than 125 capacity parking, so which will accommodate more than 500 people into the Indian community center. So the one thing I would like really take this opportunity to thank all the community members for their generous donation, because this is the momentum where we got this was from the generous donation from each and every community members, and they donated in their best possible capacity to make it happen. I never see it such a every single community come along and supported this community center. And also a really great thanks to the federal government for $2.5 million grant. That's where we have started this game project, and again later $1.5 million from the state government. So that truly shows, because as you know, Natasha, here in Western Australia, Indian Society of Western Australia is the peak body of all Indian Muslim people here. We've got more than 120,000 people here in Western Australia. This is a peak body. This has been officially announced by the federal government as well as the state government. And the reason is because we want to bring and build our community closer and stronger. We want to connect each and every Indian through this Indian Community Centre, because this is the home for every Indian here in Western Australia. This is owned by every single Indian. This community center is by the people and for the people. That's how it has been built. And this truly, even though last week the dignity just come around to see the Indian Community Center, and they said they're amazed to see the quality. They were talking about, okay, I think this community center should go for the award for the best quality and for the best design. So that's what they're talking about. And that's what the great feeling for all of us here in Australia. And this is everybody's dream coming true. And I'm sure that this Indian Community Center will immensely benefit our culture and tradition, which is widely accepted by the wider community in Australia. That is the winner. That is the winner here. The winner is the Indian culture. The winner is the Indian tradition. And the winner is, a big winner is the multiculturalism, because the state and federal government and support Indian culture. That means we are so blessed to live in the country where multiculturalism is truly, truly followed and practiced. And so we are so excited. And this Indian Community Center is really, really help us to...
आपको बता दें, ये कम्युनिटी सेंटर वायला स्ट्रीट विलिटन में स्थित है। वीराना जी, आपने बताया इस कम्युनिटी सेंटर के लिए फेडरल सरकार ने 2.5 मिलियन फंड्स का सहयोग दिया है, और कहां से आपको सहयोग मिला है?
अभी नताशा जी, ये फेडरल गवर्नमेंट 2.5 मिलियन डॉलर्स दिया, एक्चुअली दैट्स वेयर वो टाइम हमारा प्रोजेक्ट का शुरुआत हो गया था, और उसके बाद में थोड़ा जैसा प्रोजेक्ट स्टार्ट हो गया, तो देन सो वी वांटेड टू keep all the things in mind, like we'd like to have the state of the technology, state of the art technology, one of the best auditorium with great acoustic system, with a great capacity, with the needs case center, and all these things. Again, our budget was going a bit beyond, but we need to achieve these objectives. And then we bit of short the money, then we approached the state government, and they are really generously donated another $1.5 million for this project. So we got $4 million from the state and federal government, and the lot rest are generously donated another $200,000, and there is a huge contribution from the general public. Believe me, still they are donating from last 3 years, still the money is coming in, still we are doing a lot of things need to be done. And so this is a collective effort from the state, federal, community, and very importantly, Natasha, you know that ISWA is the peak body of about more than 90 associations here in Western Australia. So every single association contributed, and every businesses here in Australia come forward to help us out. And this is something amazing. So this shows how well the community are coming together and how well they wanted this dream project to be happen. So, yes, this is a huge support from the federal and the state government. This is about 5,600 square meter land here in Willitton, which is very central to both north and south of the city. एंड वेरी कन्वीनियंट लोकेशन.
आप पूरे भारतीय समुदाय जो पर्थ में रह रहे हैं उनको हमारी तरफ से इस कम्युनिटी सेंटर की बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं. SBS प्रोग्राम से बात करने का आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.